Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio, a 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe, and worldwide at irlonestar.com.
Welcome to Veterans Era, the Veterans Hour. I am your host, Douglas B., and you can listen to us live the first Tuesday of every month here on your Lone Star Community Radio. If you can't listen to us live, you can always check us out on Facebook Live, YouTube, SoundCloud, Conroe City TV, and wherever you get your fine podcasts. As always, do a little housekeeping. The name of the show for today is The Thought Police. And as always, you can contact Veterans Air through our website at www.veteransair.us. You can send us email, leave us a message, or contact us in the studio on our Google phone, 936-344-3083. Today's show, The Thought Police, has to do with House Bill 1181. So before I get into that, before we get into this, I have to read this disclaimer, and I'll even read it in my radio voice. The views and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of Douglas Burrell and do not necessarily reflect those of this show's sponsors, this station, its sponsors, or advertisers. That should tell you I'm going to be really controversial today. The FCC doesn't have, like, armed guards that crash down our door, do they, Dick? No? Good. We're safe then. Let's talk about House Bill 1181, because I'm pretty sure that you're not familiar with this, or rather, a lot of my listeners are not familiar with this. HB, House Bill 1181, was signed into law on June 12th, 2023, where on its face, this law would seem like a good thing, but I believe this is just another example of government overreach by all of our Texas legislators. House Bill 1181, an act relating to restricting access to sexual material harmful to minors on an internet website, as enacted by the legislation of the state of Texas. Now, how can this be bad? Who isn't for protecting minors? This bill, signed into law, is part of Texas Title VI, Civil Practices and Remedies Code, and is amended by adding Chapter 129B. Chapter 129B is entitled Liability for Allowing Minors to Access Pornographic Material. This came to light for me 2 weeks ago, where I had a photo, if those of you don't know, I'm a photographer. I had a photo out there for the past 15 years entitled Devotion. Now, the model was nude, but she was covered, her breast and her neither regions, with her arms and hands. And I had put special effects on this to turn her into a black and white statue, while her boyfriend, who was heavily tattooed in color, stood behind her with his arms over her parts. And the look that they're giving each other was of such love and devotion, I entitled it Devotion. And it's been out there for 15 plus years. It's won awards. Pinterest decided that they needed to take it down in the name of community decency. And this got me to looking into what is this. So I prepared a whole bunch of material for today's show, and we're going to go through it. If you have a pen and pencil, write this down. House Bill 1181B. Correction, House Bill 1181. And this is important to you, not because it deals with pornography and minors, but because it deals with free speech, government overreach, and $10,000 fines for you. Who could be possibly against a law that's aimed to protect minors? I mean, this law is protecting our children. We have today, you may not know this, but we have children that are out there on the internet playing Candy Crush or using Wikipedia to research their homework, and all of a sudden, pornography comes across their screen, unbidden. I haven't seen that myself, so if that happens, somebody please tell me where this happened so I can go check it out. I cannot tell you how many times children, both male and female, have had their tiny little lives ruined by seeing a pair of boobies. That's right, I said it, boobies. All joking aside, pornography on the internet is rampant. If you go look for it, you will find it. However, this law has less to do with protecting our children from pornography and more to do with Big Brother watching you. It has more to do with restricting photographers and artists than it is in protecting children. It has more to do with regulating morality by social pressure than protecting children. It has more to do with collecting revenue than protecting little Timmy from seeing boobies. And I'm going to show you this. We're going to discuss this today. Recently, a big, well-known porn site, and yeah, I'll say it, Pornhub, lost its lawsuit against the state of Texas, and as a result is no longer allowing anyone from Texas to view their website. Well, that's great. We don't want, you know, little kids going over to Pornhub and checking it out. But has this really protected anyone? Is this really stopping minors from viewing this material, I ask? You can still get to any website you want, even those that are restricted in the state of Texas, by simply using a VPN and selecting a server outside of the state of Texas. Again, if you're looking for porn, you will find it. And let's not make any mistake. There are some really nasty stuff out there. There really is. What bothers me, I think, the most about this law is the definitions in the law. And I'm going to read it to you. Quote, sexual material harmful to minors includes any material that A, the average person applying contemporary community standards would find, taking the material as a whole, and with respect to minors, is designed to appeal or pander to the prurient interests. B, in a manner patently offensive with respect to minors, exploits, is devoted to, or principally consists of descriptions of actual, simulated, or animated display or depiction of a person's pubic hair, anus, or genitalia, or the nipple of a female breast. Got a couple of problems with that, but the biggest one that I have is contemporary community standards. Who decides this? Did you give your legislators your input to decide what contemporary community standards are? Because I know I didn't. They didn't ask me. And contemporary community standards is not codified. If you want to cite it in the law, if you want to use that to restrict individuals' rights, you better codify it. Somebody please, show me where contemporary community standards are and who gets to decide it. Apparently, the politicians get to decide what contemporary community standards are. Please, don't get me wrong. Don't be calling and emailing and going, oh, Doug's all for, you know, showing movies to minors. No, I'm not. But I'm all for protecting rights. I am not advocating for more porn on the internet or not protecting children from accessing pornography. But this simple definition puts us on a slippery slope. It does, America. Under this definition, selling or making available pictures of Michelangelo's David would classify as pornography. Yes. And you know what? So would all the paintings of the great master Ruben. I don't think that this artist ever painted a fully clothed woman. Who is going to say, who is going to speak up against this law? Who is going to say, wait, we need to think more on this? No one. No one but me, because the social backlash would be too great. Who's going to march upon Austin holding signs, free porn, free porn? Nobody's going to do that. We all want to protect our kids. But then you start thinking about this and you go, well, wait a second. Who decided that I'm not allowed to see something? My kid may not be allowed to see something, but I'm not allowed to see it? I said at the beginning that this was government overreach and an attempt to regulate morality and to spy on the citizens of this state. And I'm going to prove that to you, or I'm going to argue that to you. The title of the show, The Thought Police. Do you remember a movie, number of years back, called The Minority Report? Starred that short guy, Tom Cruise, where they would arrest people just for thinking about breaking the law. This is step A to that. Now, I'm not advocating, as I said, for pornography. I am advocating for your freedom of speech and freedom of expression. Anything that you want to do in the privacy of your own home or sitting in your tidy whities at 2:30 in the morning in your mom's basement, that's between you and your computer. When I first read this, what scene flashed in my mind was Helen Flanders from The Simpsons, where she's screaming, won't somebody think of the children? Let's take a look at this for a minute. Contemporary community standards. What does that mean? We can go even deeper into that and go, as I've said, this law is attempting to legislate morality. And I'm going to tell you that every society, every government since the beginning of time that's attempted to regulate morality has failed to do so. What's good for me is not good for you. What's good for you is not good for me. And we live in a constitutional republic that allows you to do you and me to do me. The problem that we have in this country, especially of late, is that when you're doing you, you want to stop me doing me. That is not the society that we're supposed to be living in. That's not the country that we're supposed to be living in. Hey, I forgot to turn on my timer. What am I at, 15 minutes? Yeah, good. Before we get into how they're going to regulate this, I'm gonna do some show shout-outs, because as you see, I'm getting excited. And when I get excited, I tend to talk faster. And Dick's over there shaking his head, yeah, you do. All right, so here's some show shout-outs. People that I've interacted with last month that I thought you guys should know about. The first is Pit Stop Mobile Car Detailing, Pressure Washing, and More. The guy's name is Tristan Ventura, and you can contact him at 936-232-8720, and he will come to your house and detail your car. And let me tell you, he does an awesome friggin' job. I also want to give a shout out to Dr. Mike Nell at Texas State Optical? No, it's Texas State Optical. He's the one that caught the problem with my eye. I have an aneurysm behind it. I'm currently seeking medical attention for it. Thank you, Dr. Nell. I thought I was just going blind. I went to the Museum of the American GI in College Station and got to ride in tanks. And I took DV Tanya with me. And I believe Dick is flashing those photos that we took while we were over there. That's right, I was the tank crew commander, and you can see pictures of my wonderful tank crew as we tore up the fields in College Station. Unfortunately, they didn't let me fire the big gun, but it's okay. It was still a great experience. And if you get the chance, you should go to the Museum of the American GI, get some tickets, and go ride a tank. Their number is 979-690-0501. And my thanks to Larry Early and VFW 4709, who gave me the opportunity to bid on this package and be able to go. We really had a really good time. It was cold, it was nasty, it was windy, grit and dirt are flying in our face. It was wonderful. And while I was there, I met General Patton. Not the General Patton, but a living historian playing the part of General Patton named Denny Hare. And it was wonderful to talk to him. And he spent a good hour just talking to us. If you are a student of history, as I am, and you've read Patton's memoirs, as I have, Denny has created a number of books dealing with just General Patton, his campaigns, his life, and whatnot, and they're wonderful to read. You can check them out at PattonThirdArmy.com. The links will be below, of course. And if you would like Denny to come talk to you or your organization, you can contact him at 281-787-7738 and let him know that I turned you on to it. This show is made possible by our sponsors, my sponsors. And I would be amiss if I didn't tell you who they were, so I will. I'm going to give a shout out to our show sponsors. Veterans Air is made possible by the support of East Meets West Productions, a full-service business and marketing consulting firm helping vets start and fund their business for over 30-some-odd years. For more information, call 361-904-0044. Talk to Darlene and say thank you, because she actually pays my salary while I'm sitting here talking to you. And also, least but not last, also my favorite insurance agent from United Healthcare, agent Andrea Corpening. And Andrea, I'm sorry, Corpening. See, Dick, your buddy's correct. Corpening. I slay her name every single time. But listen, she's helped me out a lot. and you deserve it to yourself, to give her a call and see what she can do for you. We have a nice little 30-second commercial for her, don't we? You have that queued up? Ready to go? All right. Dick's going to show you this commercial, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Thought Police and HB 1181.
Medicare can be confusing, but it doesn't have to be. My name is Andrea Corpany, and I am an agent authorized to offer AARP Medicare plans from UnitedHealthcare Insurance Company. I can guide my clients through understanding Medicare coverage options and help them discover what may make AARP Medicare plans from UnitedHealthcare a great choice. I can be reached at 281-773-6239. That's Andrea Corpany at 281-773-6239. I can help those find a plan with confidence.
You are listening to Veterans Air on IRLoneStar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5 and 106.1.
Welcome back to Veterans Air. I said at the beginning of the show that this was government overreach in an attempt to regulate morality and to spy on the citizens of this state, and I promise I'm going to prove it. Let's check our texts. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate that. Section or chapter 129B talks about reasonable age verification. It's actually section 129B.003, reasonable age verification methods. Subparagraph A says, I quote, in this section, digital identification means information stored on a digital network that may be accessed by commercial entities and that serves as proof of the identity of the individual. B, a commercial entity that is knowingly and intentionally publishing or distributes material on an internet website or a third party that performs age verification under this chapter shall be required an individual to A, provide digital identification or comply with a commercial age verification system that verifies the age with a government-issued identification or a commercially reasonable method that relies on public or private transactional data to verify the age of an individual. Should you go to a website that the state of Texas has determined is against common community standards, contemporary standards, and you still want to view this website, then you're going to need to upload your photo ID, your driver's license, and or transactional data from your credit card. I want to say that again. If you go to a website that the state of Texas has deemed is against contemporary community standards, you need to upload a photo ID, your driver's license, and or transactional data from your credit card. You're sitting there thinking right now, well, hell yeah, ain't no kid can get that from me. If you're a guy, I want you to think about this. When we were younger, we would steal our dad's Playboy, go out into the woods with our buddies and go, naked women, and then try to sneak the Playboy back underneath the mattress before dad got home. Internet has made that a whole lot easier. And I find it myself thinking about this. If there's, 13, 14, 15-year-olds out there that are surfing the internet and are currently looking at porn, they may be smart enough to go take a picture of their dad's ID and take a picture of the credit card and upload those. And if they're not smart enough to do that, then their parents have a lot more problems than just them looking at porn. And don't get me wrong. When I say porn, I'm not talking about that nasty stuff that you can find. If you go look for it, you'll find it. And there's some really nasty stuff out there. But I'm talking about the definition as determined by this law, which could be as simple as implied nudity, get your photos pulled, or a female nipple. So somehow my nipples are okay to be seen, but a woman's nipple isn't. And this law stands in defiance of other state laws that say that you can be nude. If you're a woman, you can walk around topless. How do these two laws mesh? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you wanted to view or buy a picture of David from Michelangelo. You're going to have to upload your government-issued ID or credit card information just to see the images available that you could purchase. I don't know about you, but I don't want that type of scrutiny. I don't want that type of overwatch from the government. I have plenty of scrutiny and overwatch from my wife. I don't need that from the government. If the government wants to know what porn sites I visit, I surf, all they need to do is ask me. They don't need to be sneaky about it. This law, when I read into it, and I looked at the things that are that stand imposed to it, I had to do some more research. And my research is not extensive by any means, guys. But my wife said, go check this out. There's an adult site out there. It's not a pornography site. And it's called Adam and Eve. You may be familiar with it. You can no longer get to adamandeve.com from the state of Texas. And this website sells lingeries, costumes, condoms, things of that nature. Maybe some adult DVDs. But you don't see anything. But to comply with this law, they decided we just won't sell in the state of Texas. That's interesting. Because there's a lot of adult-orientated businesses in Texas. I challenge you to drive down I-45 and not be able to see an adult-oriented business from the roadway. And I'm not talking about the cabarets. I'm talking about lingerie shops, Cindy's, Zone de Erotica. They're all over the place. So all of these companies are going to go out of business because they can't have their website. Here's the meat of this act, or now law. It's money. It's about money. Section 129B.006, civil penalty, injunctions, and etc. Paragraph A. If the Attorney General believes that an entity is knowingly violating or has knowingly violated this chapter, and the action is in the public interest, the Attorney General may bring an action in Travis County District Court or the District Court in that country, in that county, in which the principal place of business of the entity is located in the state to enjoin the violation, recover civil penalties, and obtain other relief the court considers appropriate. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So, if you're not in compliance with this, if you're doing business in Texas, and you're not telling your customers, upload your ID, your photo ID, and or transactional data from your credit card to prove that you're an adult, the state of Texas is coming after me. Paragraph B, a civil penalty imposed under this section for a violation of section 129B.002 or 129B.003 may be in the amount equal to, not more than the total, if applicable, of $10,000 per day that the entity operates an internet website in violation of the age verification requirements of this chapter. $10,000 a day. We're going to protect the children. And if we're not protecting the children, you're going to get fined $10,000 a day. Go to my website. Go to my website. You will find pictures of half-naked women. There will be a pop-up when you get to that page that tells you it's against the law if you're a minor to view this material. Press here to exit, or press here to certify that you're above the age of consent in the state that you're living in. But that's not good enough. Now, if you want to buy one of my canvases, you're going to upload your photo ID first so I know who you are. So if you upload your photo ID and you look at my canvases for sale and you don't buy one of those canvases, well, I know who you are. And guess what? I'm going to keep contacting you and bugging you until you buy my canvas. But seriously, the average individual, photographer, artist, or whatnot, that's selling their works may not be aware of this. So they're going to get a fine for $10,000 a day until they take down their website. For those of you that are not internet rangers, this has nothing, this law, in no way, shape, or form, can stop a porn site that's not in the state of Texas. Texas doesn't have any great technology that automatically blocks these sites. They do not. That doesn't exist. If you wanted to surf, to go to a porn site that was outside, the place of business is outside the state of Texas, you can do that no problem. You wanted to go to one of the porn sites in the Netherlands, which there are thousands of. I don't know that for a fact. That's I've been heard. I've never looked. There's nothing technology-wise that stops anybody from doing that, whether you're an adult or you're a minor. It is no secret, as I just said, that I'm a photographer, nor that I have also taken pictures of scantily clad women, but I'm not creating content for a porn site. I never accosted a woman and say, let me take a picture of you naked. No, it's not the way I operate. If you want a beautiful boudoir portrait, you hire me and I take it for you. But if you wanted to buy one of my images, I have to comply with this law. I have to comply with this law because, well, I'm a business. What's a business? Anything. Anything is a business. You as a private citizen are considered a commercial entity as soon as you put something on the internet. Just saying. Do you want to give me your driver's license so I can verify your age before you see what I'm selling? If I've taken your picture and you are now sending them someplace else, you need to comply. The bottom line is this: resistance is futile. You will comply. I just don't want to give the government any more control or power over my life than is absolutely necessary to perform the duties that I've tasked the government with. That's what it means to be a constitutional republic. That's what it means. The legislators are not our betters. There are representatives. They're supposed to go to Washington and do what we tell them to do. I have asked Texas State Representative Will Metcalf and Texas State Senator Brandon Crichton to come on the show and talk to us about this new law. But as of the time of this show, neither has responded to my invitation. What? My show not big enough for you guys? I want you to come here on the show and talk to us and tell me why this is a good thing. Because maybe I'm wrong. I could definitely be wrong. I've been wrong before. Well, once. In the state of Texas, displaying or distributing obscene material can come with criminal consequences as a misdemeanor. That's already a codified law. To understand what might constitute an offense, or obscene display or distribution, it is important that we understand what makes material obscene. Texas defines material as obscene by using a three-pronged test with subparts to determine what's obscene. So what is considered obscene? The state of Texas defines obscene material as something the average person would agree appeals to a prurient interest in sex. Oh my God, I said sex on the air. The court has defined prurient interest as material appealing to... I'm sorry, let me start again. The court defined prurient interest as material appealing to prurient interests as material having a tendency to excite lustful thoughts, and define prurient interests as a shameful or morbid interest in nudity or sex. Look, I create a piece of art that I think is absolutely beautiful. You may think it's absolutely beautiful too. The guy I was talking about at 2:30 in the morning in his tidy whities, he may go, oh, boobies. That's not my fault. It's not my fault that he has a problem. But in the state of Texas, it becomes my problem to the tune of $10,000 a day. Additionally, obscene material either describes in words or shows in pictures sexual acts. These acts may be actual or simulated acts and are not limited to sexual intercourse. Acts may expand to both sodomy and bestiality, or descriptions of pictures showing masturbation, sadism, masochism? The dick's like, what the hell? I don't know how to pronounce it. A lewd showing of genitals, including penises, even if covered by clothing or some of the material where the erection is obvious, certain objects designed primarily for sexual stimulations, etc., etc., etc. The Texas law describes this in detail. What's important to take away from this is what they say. Describes in words. You ever read a hot romance novel? Ladies, guys, you ever read one? Guess what? You're not going to be able to buy those until you show your picture ID. That's right. Sorry, because it describes intercourse, sexual intercourse, in words. Let's take this one step further, because I said this is a slippery slope. Have you seen the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and who is that guy? Played in Roadhouse too. I forget his name. Patrick Swayze. Thank you, Dick. Patrick Swayze. Their pottery scene? That would be a no-go. But they're clothed, yep. But they're depicting simulated sexual intercourse. and a simulated male genitalia. Couldn't view that unless you uploaded your picture ID. Again, I'm not against stopping pornography from showing up on Little Timmy's view screen. I'm not even mad that Little Timmy's parents are so neglectful that they're not watching their child. I'm mad because they, Little Timmy's parents, are stopping me from doing what's my right. Did you know that in the state of Texas, we have this semi-famous pool called the Hippie Hollow? And if you've never been to the Hippie Hollow, and I have not, it's a nudist place. You go there and you jump in the pool, and beautiful, it's a beautiful natural pool, naked, as the day you were born. Let's suppose you went out there, you're a nudist, and ain't nothing wrong with that, and you're taking pictures of, you know, having fun at Hippie Hollow, and you post them on the internet. Guess what? Even though you're not selling them, as soon as you put them on the internet, you're distributing them, and you fall under this law. Nudists, are you paying attention to this? When someone intentionally displays such obscene material or distributes a photograph, drawing, or other obscene material without regard to whether another person present will be offended or alarmed by such showing, they commit the crime of obscene display or distribution. I think what we have here is that America has become a little too thin. If you don't like looking at objectionable material, don't look. It's that simple. Go to another website. Don't, because your morality says that you can't do this. You want to dictate your morality to every other citizen in the state of Texas. If that's your thought process here, I will sit here and tell you, you're wrong. Come fight me on it. You're wrong. Because that's not what our liberties and freedoms mean. It doesn't mean that you get to decide what's right for me, or what's right for her, or what's right for the other person. Your rights don't allow you to take away my rights. And I don't care what you call it. I don't care if you call it indecency, obscene, contemporary community standards. I don't care what you call it. You don't have the right to take away my rights. Now, you need to educate yourself on this law and the powers that it grants the state of Texas over you. The full text of the law can be viewed in the show links that will be below when we post this, or when Engineer Dick posts this on Facebook and YouTube and the rest of that. Because I don't do that, guys. He does all that work. So, you know, give a hand to Dick. No pun intended. 5 minutes? Good, because I'm almost done going to do happenings and then we're out of here. There's a lot happening in Conroe this upcoming month. And I've picked the biggies for you. The Buddy Holly story is at the Crichton Theater from April 5th through April 21st. For more information and tickets, please visit crichtontheater.org. If you haven't seen it before, go see it. The next month, the big As Texas Music Festival, the inaugural launch, is coming to Montgomery County Fairgrounds, May 10th through the 12th. Now, this is 3 days. If you weren't able to make it to South by Southwest, come check out Big As Texas Music Festival, because they're going to be competing with South by Southwest. They're expecting 150,000 people. So if you're interested in this, want more information, go to the VFW4709.org, Click on the link on the front page. It'll take you over to, it tells you everything about what's going on, who's playing when, and how to get tickets. This month, the April 11th through the 21st, is the Montgomery County Rodeo and Fair. Yay! April 11th through the 21st at the fairgrounds. For more information, please go to mcfa.org. And when you go to the fair, please look for the VFW booth. I'll be there. And since I am a big-time radio and TV personality, that's what I tell my wife, I'll sign autographs. You should know that every Saturday in downtown Conroe, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., is the Main Street Farmers Market, Farmers and Artisans Market. And you should check that out. It's every Saturday downtown. That about wraps up the show. Then I leave you this month, as I do every month, with the Warrior Song. The Warrior Song is by the Warrior Song Project. And while we're listening to it, let us remember our police, firemen, first responders, and our military in uniform that today are standing in harm's way to stand for our freedoms and our liberties. If you are wearing the uniform, I want to say to you, thank you. I want to say to you, I'm proud of you. And until next month, stay safe and stay vigilant.
Forgot. Want to check out the fastest growing